Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, adult themes, and discussions that are definitely not suitable for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome, everybody, to Father and Son Unfiltered. My name is Vince.
I'm Jack.
And we are a father and son duo, and this is our podcast.
Yeah.
All right, so a lot of times, it's kind of tradition. We don't do it as much as we used to, but whenever we are recording an episode, food is usually involved. Like, a lot of times, we'd go get food, and we would then record, or we might do lobby time when it came to movie mugging. We'd go get food, and we'd come back and do the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go to get food, it's all about listening to music.
Yeah.
And on the way home today, you played The Trooper by Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And
I can 100% that on medium, on Clone Hero, technically. I don't know if it was on Guitar Hero, but...
Yeah, and you, yeah. You brought that up, even though...
Crazy.
Even though I know it, because every time the song comes on, you tell me. But you were flexing about how you can do that.
But it's which a fake flex. Which, medium is
exactly.
easy.
Exactly. And it does not translate to actually playing... a six-string guitar.
Yeah, it does.
It does not. I have one right there. You want to grab that guitar, and I'll set up a mic, and you just...
I would have to listen to the song more.
Okay. Well, that's not a problem. No. I'm going to play it here in just a second.
Kidding.
So it got me thinking, I wanted to be a rock star when I was a teenager. Like, that was my goal. That was my dream. I didn't really have anything to fall back on because I didn't fucking care. I hated school.
Yeah.
So rock star was it. Got an electric guitar, learned some power chords. Could play Smoke on the Water, Blitzkrieg Bop, Iron Man, Rocky Like a Hurricane, you know, power chords, right? Couldn't really ever solo. Nobody I knew at 14, 15, 16 could play guitar awesome, right? There were some people who could play guitar okay, but nobody could fucking, nobody played and you were like, holy fucking shit. Oh my gosh, that guy is going to go straight to the top or whatever. That just wasn't a thing. Now you see little kids just killing it. Just killing it. And I'm like, how have things changed so much? So when you played The Trooper, it reminded me of this video I saw on TikTok, which I'm going to play right now. The kid on guitar, I think, is 10 or 11. And the kid on drums is 8.
Okay.
So, get a listen to this.
Dos.
They're not American. She's 11, and the girl on drums is 8. She's got foot pedals.
They're pretty good.
Holy shit, 11.
They're all right.
She could do better than medium.
Yeah, and the guitar she has looks like the one you got over there.
Just,
how cool.
It just fucking blows me away that kids can do shit like that now.
I mean, it's technology. And what were you supposed to do? What, could you Google and look up what chords a song was?
No, of course not.
I could.
But it still doesn't give you the talent in your hands and in your feet.
No, but it, you know, it's like... either waiting for your lawn to grow or putting fertilizer on it, you know?
Okay.
It makes you faster. You know, everything, technology hasn't slowed anything down. It's made everything faster. So, I mean, it makes sense. And obviously, if you don't come from a long line of pianists and you all suck at music, maybe it'll take you longer than, you know, those two girls were clearly very musically inclined. But I still remember I couldn't do my feet separate from my hands.
On drums?
Yeah, because I have one foot pedal. I had a drum set when I was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a dent in my wall from where I threw my...
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever touched that drum set again after that. I really don't think I did.
You and drums and you and skateboarding, you had one final moment where you just walked away from both forever.
Yeah. And I had the portable DVD player on a TV tray. you know, my with my earbud slash headset thing.
With a DVD called How to Drum for Kids.
Yeah, and I swear that prick was pranking me. Because he's like, all right, hit the snare, bop, bop, bop. Oh, hit the hi-hat. Oh, you can step on the hi-hat thing too. Okay. And brum, bop, 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 plays like a whole song. And I couldn't do it. And I threw my drumstick and it hit the wall. And it made a little dent in the wall. And then I don't remember ever doing it again.
Mm-hmm. But it just blows me away what kids can do these days. So shout out to those young ladies.
I should read their account name.
So their official TikTok handle, while TikTok is still available here in the United States, is a Radio Noob Official. So N-U-B-E and then official only has one F. So Radio Noob Official.
Official.
Holy shit. Do they even know how fucking cool they are and how good they are? Does that 8-year-old really know that I'm a fucking second grade rock star?
Maybe not to the extent that an adult can appreciate it, but they're pretty sick.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, go check them out. All right, next, I was on the Facebook the other day, and one of the accounts I follow had something that I thought, that's interesting, and I'd like to talk about that on our podcast.
Okay.
And so I'm going to use this time on our podcast to talk about this on our podcast. All right, so here's the scenario. Satan opens up Heck, which is a lighter version of hell.
Oh, I was thinking they're censoring themselves.
So the question is, what kind of tortures are in Heck? And so here's some of the answers.
Well, so what are in hell?
Well, just hell is just terrible.
That person has to roll the boulder up the hill, and then it falls over and over, right?
Rolls on them, and it's hot, and you're on fire, and you're screaming. Like, in hell, it's just complete torture. In Heck, it sucks. Like, there's things that
suck. Your shoes are always untied.
Okay, all right. Yeah, kind of along those lines.
Either that or, like, every, you know, you can't time it to every 5 minutes. It changes just a little bit all the time. But your shoelaces get tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just trip all the time.
So here's some. And what I want to do is write some down. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, we can come back and read off our own things that would be in Heck. And if you're listening out there and you want to join in, just send them to vincentjackofficial@gmail.com and we'll read yours as well. All right. So here's the first one. No matter how many times you flip it, the USB won't go into your computer.
That's okay. But never.
Yeah.
That makes it hell because okay. Then you just can't use USB.
So
things.
make it 20 times because how many times have you tried? I even look at it and I know which side.
That's why I take pictures sometimes.
Yeah, right.
Like at the back of my computer.
All right. You must listen to someone making mumbling yum yum noises while they're eating their meal with their mouth open. All the time.
Okay. Gross. You didn't have to do that.
Your smoke detector beeps for low battery and you can't change the battery.
That's pretty annoying.
You can watch any movie, show, etc. that you want to, but only on streaming and it constantly buffers.
God, that's so bad.
That happened to us a couple times in Movie Muggin where we're watching a movie. I can't remember what it was, but it fucking takes you out of the show because then you're automatically pissed off.
Yeah.
All right, here's one. You work all day, then you come home and go to sleep, but you dream you're at work up until the morning, and then you have to get up and go to work.
God, that is bad.
There's always someone driving behind you with their high beams on you, and you can't adjust any of the mirrors.
Bad, too. What if, like, every person in the other lane, an oncoming lane,
oh my gosh,
has their 8,000 gigawatt headlights?
So when I was
those people.
When I was a kid, even a teenager, your high beams were a little button on the floor to your left. So if you wanted to do your high beams, you stepped on the button and your high beams came on. And so if somebody was driving...
Did you have to step on it again to turn it off or was it to hold your foot on?
No, you had to, step on it again. So if somebody was coming towards you with their high beams on, you would hit your high beams on and then they would be like, oh shit. And they turn theirs off and you turn yours off. Yeah. So,
or it's like a cop signal. I've seen that too.
Which is illegal. You're not allowed to do that. But that happened a lot when I was a kid, and I was thankful for it. Also,
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
We had CB radios back then, too. like that truckers used all the time, but my dad used them too.
That would be cool.
And people would get a smoky report. So if somebody saw a police officer on the side of the road, they'd be like, hey, I got a smoky report. There's one at Brown Trail and whatever. And so you would know, okay, I got to slow down
because
there's a smoky up there.
Stupid.
All right, next, you spend eternity with a single hair in your mouth.
That's like the worst one.
The seam in your sock.
And the throat, how about? The ones, you know, having it in your mouth, never, you know, you feel it and, oh, you can take it out and it's never a problem. But having, you know, eventually one hair in the back of your throat will feel like a massive group of hairs. And you just want to reach in and grab it out, but you just can't. And you're spending your whole day like, or like trying to move your throat muscles. But you can't really, you don't really know how to do it.
I think a good one would be finding a hair in food every time you eat, but it's like in your mouth. So every time you eat a meal,
you keep pulling it like a clown.
Yep. And you don't know like which bite it's going to be in, and you can't see it before it gets in your mouth. But every single meal, you're going
to
have a hair.
You just get used to it after a while. You know, I would much rather it be like that than stuck in the back of my throat forever. That's bad. You don't get used to that.
No. I can't imagine you would.
Like, how about, you have like a little bit of sand grit.
Oh.
It's like 4 days after you got home from the beach.
I know.
You like take a bite of a sandwich and it's like.
Oh, man. And I hate that.
It's very similar when you have a dead tooth. The tooth that I had a root canal on, there's like a quarter of it fell out. While I was like eating, I was eating something not remotely crunchy. Like it might've been like Go-Gurt or something. And I crunched and I was like, huh? And then, I ended up finding out later that I swallowed a section of my tooth that just got pulverized.
I'm having a hard time staying still in my seat right
that
now.
That crunch, that the unknown and unexpected crunch is horrible. I don't think I've ever like fallen at the beach and gotten a mouthful of sand, but I feel like I have, you know, like in Three Amigos when they do the the canteen.
Martin Short opens his mouth and just dumps out sand.
That's I always hated that. Like I love that scene because of how relatable it is.
Gosh,
I can feel the, you know, what Chevy Chase had, the one full of water, right?
Yeah,
I can feel the like soothing feeling of all the cold water while he's hot, and then I can feel the like how thirsty Steve Martin is when he gets only the drop, and it's like that wasn't enough. And then I swear I can feel every grain of sand.
Yeah, sand in your mouth is terrible. Just that's really really rough.
And maybe the sand isn't always in there. Maybe it's like when you wake up, there's sand in your mouth, and when you go to bed. You like brush your teeth and there's no sand, and then your head hits the pillow and there's like a little bit of sand, and then you got to go brush your teeth again. Like what? Repeat that like 4 or 5 times, and then, you know, then wake up with some sand.
Terrible.
Like not just like a shit ton, not as bad, but just like,
awful.
Just a little bit of sand.
All right. Next, the seam in your sock is crooked and you can never straighten it out to be in line up with your toes.
Wow.
All right. You'll probably feel this one. Your new game never downloads after it says download complete, no matter what you do or try.
That's fucked up. And yes, that does bother me a lot.
All right, next. You put your Metallica CD in the player and it turns out to be Blake Shelton all the time.
Blake Shelton fucking sucks.
Here's one. You always drop your last bite of food every meal, which you always save that last bite. Like how many times are you like, okay,
with the sandwich, it's like, are you taking bite A, B, or C?
Uh-huh.
And B's in the middle, and C, and then A and C are both crust. Obviously, everyone knows what the best bite is going to be, but you bite the crust, and then you have that just like, you know, the piece of the sandwich with like no crust left on it. You know, then you drop that. But the thing is you can get around that, you know? Like, I figure out I have a curse where I drop the last bite every time. Well, I drop the last shitty piece.
You don't know you have the curse. Like every meal, like how often do you kind of, toward the end, you start surveying. It's like, all right, that piece of meat right there, that looks the best. That's going to be my last one. Like I do that.
I don't know.
I do that with pretty much every meal.
For me, it really depends on what I'm eating. Like if I'm eating a steak, I usually just go from one end to the other. But if I like cut a bunch of the pieces, I'll start to be like, okay, yeah. Which ones? And for like pizza, you know, you don't save a last bite for pizza. But it really depends.
But a lot of meals, you do that. And then sometimes it's soup. Like my second to the last bite, I'm like, fuck, I think that was the last bite. I think that was the best right there. And then you get the last one that you thought was going to be the best, and it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You'd had the best right before.
It is very disappointing. That could be another one where you have two bites left, and one bite just is like dripping, and it looks like so juicy and really good, or maybe it just has the perfect ratio of your cheeseburger ingredients on it. And you're like, that looks so good. I'll eat that last. And then somehow it's just fucked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has been plenty of times where the wolf in sheep's clothes, the best last bite was actually just like the driest section of your steak.
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
It's fucking annoying.
Like, it looked all fatty and it was just like powdery. I think it's dry. What if every time you go to Saltgrass and you order the ribeye, like $35 or whatever, they bring out the trail boss that I was forced to eat for my entire life.
The leather saddle.
Like, this is what they ate in the Great Depression. And I'd rather eat the boot leather than this hunk of burnt crap.
Here's a good one. You'll forever have a piece of corn stuck in your teeth. It's the worst thing about eating corn on the cob.
Yeah, corn is bad, but I think popcorn kernel is worse. Because sometimes it's sharp.
Yeah.
And, you know, corn kernel, like the corn skin that gets stuck, that's usually, like, I have my tooth front teeth and then the two teeth on either side. It gets stuck between one of the two front teeth and that tooth. I swear, the popcorn, like the hard popcorn kernel shell, gets stuck, like, between my molars.
Yes.
And they don't come out.
Extraction's impossible.
You can brush your teeth a bunch.
Uh-huh.
Your fingernails will never be long enough.
Nope.
You know, you just have to work at it. Or this is a good one. I know you said to write some down, but I'll figure out more. You have to go to like job interviews often, or like talk in a place where it matters. And every time you like get in your car and look at yourself in the mirror and there's either like a booger in your nose, like very prominent, or like a little piece of kale on your teeth, you know, something green.
We've all been there, man.
Yeah, and it's humiliating for no reason. You know, everyone has boogers. No one is above that. And I became someone who, in all situations, I would just like tell the person. Like, there was a guy I didn't know that well. I'd be like, you got a booger in your nose.
I wouldn't.
Like, we would just be talking. I'd be like, hey, by the way, you got a booger in your nose. And it felt awkward, but you know what? I would want someone to say that to me. And, you know, I'm not the greatest Samaritan. Everyone who ever has heard me speak knows that. But they're always, you feel great after. You know, like they somehow find a way to get it out, and they're like, thank you. And you're like, I just made a difference.
What about if there flies down?
Well, then there's that added layer of like, why are you looking at my dick?
Exactly. Exactly.
But you know, that's, you know, they wonder that. But they're not allowed to ask that in any sort of accusatory tone, because guess what? They wouldn't have known.
Yeah, but then they're like, he was checking out my package, man. Maybe I have a shot.
Notice your fly was down.
I never say booger. I'll tell somebody. I'll kind of point. I'll be like,
something in your nose.
I'll be like, you got a little something there, right?
Well, that's just like a grandma way to say it.
I feel like when you're just
might as well just pull out your handkerchief and try and get it for them.
I just feel like if you just go at them, dude, you got a booger. It's just,
well,
it's more, it's abrasive.
But the way it's all about the way you say it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, this person died. Oh, they passed away. It doesn't really matter. It's, you know, it's your gift wrapping, you know, it doesn't matter.
I thought of another one when you were talking about the job interview, or when you're talking to somebody important. Every time you do, at some point, you like, spit comes out of your mouth.
Like, I hate when that happens. And my brain shuts down, and I'll be like, oh, do you see that?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, why did you just, maybe they didn't.
Did you ever have somebody like that accidentally spit on you, and you just, like, you just ignore it. You just pretend like it didn't, you just pretend like a drop didn't just hit you in your cheek while you were talking, when you really should be like, dude, you just spit on me. But for whatever reason, you don't want to hurt their feelings or.
And they probably know too.
Yeah, they know.
Well, depending on who they are.
They probably
Some
know.
Some people just don't know anything.
But you don't want to bring the fact that that just happened to the surface. So you just kind of let the spit sit on your face and then you wait to walk away and then you're like, motherfucker.
This is another one. How about every time you have to talk to like a coworker or a boss or something, their eyes can't really look at you. Like one time I worked at Marco's Pizza. I was 17 or 16 and the district manager, his name was like Justin. I've always had good luck at jobs where they're like, oh, were you here yesterday? And I'm like, no. Like, oh, well, the district manager came and it was bad. I worked at Vans for 3.5 years and I didn't meet a district manager for like 2 years. I didn't see one. I just always heard, oh, Katie, she's kind of a bitch. And I'm like, I haven't met her. And they're like, okay, yeah, you will. And to the point where I kept saying it and my boss is like, I'm going to schedule you next time she's here. And, you know, she wasn't bad. But so I met him and he was an asshole. He was one of those people that got like really like too close when they talked to you. And one of his eyes looked at you and the other one was looking off in a different direction. Like one of his eyes looked straight and the other one, it's not like it looked inward either. It was looking outward.
Oh, no.
Like he wasn't looking at his nose. He was looking at the sign on the right wall and you're over by the left wall. And it was just... He was in my face, horrible, can't deal with it. He was mad, and he couldn't look at me. And I was like, you know, like in a cartoon, if like an ogre like belches in their face and they like turn their face to the side and like grimace, like try and pull back. I'm doing that because how close he is to me. And then I'm trying like, where do I look? I'm already bad at eye contact because social problems.
What if you had to, when you were having a conversation, just stare right in their eyes and they had to stare in your eyes and
you
can't look away or blink or anything?
No blinking.
God. Well, you try
then
not
you
to.
Then you get that one drunk friend and your eyes are just burning if you can't blink.
I had to look away from you just then. Oh, man. All right, here's another one. All seats are center seats. So you're always going to have somebody on the sides of you.
I love sitting on the edge at like a concert. And no one wants to be the middle seat in the back seat of a car.
Yep.
That's pretty bad, too.
All right. You always feel a hair tickling the inside of your nose.
That's pretty annoying. Oh, what about phantom booger? That's real.
Yep.
Sometimes you feel like that is the biggest booger ever. And then just nothing. There's nothing in there.
Or the one that when you breathe, you swear it's kind of coming out a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just know it's there, but it's not. Yeah, yeah. Phantom boogers are real.
Well, always cotton mouth.
I got that right now.
And you can't cure it.
And I didn't even smoke weed to get it.
Yeah.
All right, you have to walk around in socks in the dark, but there are random puddles of water on the floor.
I was going to say, as soon as I said socks, I was thinking you have to shower in your socks.
Listening to your dog lick its privates all night while you're trying to sleep.
Gross.
For all eternity, every person in front of you at the self-checkout lane requires assistance from the staff because they don't know how to work the machines.
And then you too. There was one time where recently at self-checkout, someone had an issue and then they got it resolved. And then I went to the same one.
Yep.
And it just gave me, I did everything right.
I know.
I've used the self-checkout at Kroger many a time. Never any issue. I'm not buying alcohol. There's nothing happening here. But it's like, oh, can't do it. And then it said the lady all real loud is like, no, employee notified, assistance on the way or whatever. And you're like, everyone's looking at me like I'm dumb. And I can't just swipe my card.
Another one that would be bad at the self-checkout is every time you get an item and you scan it and you put it in the bag and try to go on, it says unexpected item in the bagging
remove
area.
Remove it. I'm like, I'm not stealing.
And then you're like, yeah, I know you have to take it back out and put it back in. Like every single time.
I thought of one. What if, you know, so during different seasons, it's different temperatures outside, obviously. So what if your car, you could never fix it. It was always the opposite of what you'd want. So it's always cold ass air in winter. And during the summer, it's just blasting the heat. It like what do cars go to now? Like 90 degrees or something like that?
Certainly not. No.
They go pretty high.
No, not 90.
Maybe like 85? I don't know what high is in my car, but that would be really, really bad.
That'd be bad.
People would probably die. Like in Arizona or in Las Vegas or something, people just dying in their cars.
Yeah.
That'd actually be pretty bad.
Your seatbelt chime in the car never goes off. You have to wait on a long, slow-moving train every time you go somewhere.
What about every drink that you get in your car, like from a drive-thru, will end up spilling? That's pretty bad.
There's always pee on the toilet seat, and you can't hold it long enough to clean it off.
Well, and we can just stand. I guess shitting would be bad.
You constantly catch your sleeve on drawer handles, doorknobs, etc. Every app, website, and streaming service you use requires you to log back in every time, and your password is never correct.
Make you change your password.
All your clothes have itchy tags, and they cannot be removed.
That's really bad.
Your socks continuously slide down into your shoes.
That's the people who use no-show socks.
All gas pumps are slow. Have you ever had a gas pump that's just like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore.
I haven't.
Gosh, it's terrible. Every time you use mustard, all you get is that watery yellow yuck because you eternally forget to shake it first.
Or like ketchup too.
Yeah.
I hate is walking into a building and I have to like wipe my feet off because it's wet outside. I don't like doing that. And then every time anyway, I could do the whole party rock anthem shuffle on the thing, and then my feet still squeak. And it makes me feel stupid too, because it's like, well, that guy just walked in all wet. It's like, no, I tried, man.
Yeah. You wear wet jeans while you sleep. It's pretty bad.
God.
Your phone restarts every 5 minutes. Terrible.
It's pretty annoying too.
Someone with a big head sits in front of you at the theater.
I had one in real life where, so I would lay in bed a lot and just get on my phone, be on Reddit. And, you know, no one just goes on their stomach or their back. You got to go on your side if you're browsing your phone and laying down. And my right ear, like, it would always feel like there was something crawling in it. And there's no bug in my ear. You know, it got to the point where it always did it. And I'd have to itch it. And it would just get worse after I did that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put my finger in there. And to the point where I put tweezers in my ear to start ripping hair out.
Gosh.
Because I got a lot of hair in my ears.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, it's got to be that. It still happens sometimes. I can't fix it. You know, I bought one of those like ear cleaner camera things. And that's how I saw how much hair was in my ears.
Yeah.
And that's how I know there's no creepy spider, you know, where you just see that its eyes shining.
Yeah.
There's nothing living in my ear. What is it? What is it? Ripping hair out of your ears isn't very fun. It doesn't really hurt that bad, but it's really loud.
You yank one out of your nose, though. My gosh.
That's the worst.
Tears come to your eyes every time.
Every time you have to sneeze, it just doesn't happen.
You
get the, damn it.
That never used to happen to me until about 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I'd hear other people do it. I'm like, what? What's happening there? But now I do
to
it.
Me.
Your only radio station is Mumble Rap.
That's an old person.
You mishear.
That's a millennial.
You mishear everyone that speaks to you.
How many times?
Don't know.
Two is where I'm. Two. Sorry? What was that? Or, huh? Or excuse me? Or whatever I say. Two is the limit.
Yep.
Once they say the third time to me, I'm like,
You can't. You can't be like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Because, like, always the first time they repeat it, then the second time they repeat it like this.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't hear it, and you're like, they're going to scream at me.
Yeah.
They're already mad. I can't just break their will like this.
You kind of half nod, and you don't
you
even
give
say
the
a
wrong
word.
Response. Because you don't want it to be like, oh, it turned out their cat died, and you went, oh, yeah.
No.
You do the most neutral response. It's like, did they say yes or no?
Yeah. Or you just agreed to go out with them after work?
No, no.
This is a good one. I don't know if you've been a victim of this or not. Those tongs in the kitchen drawer always get stuck, so you can't open the drawer all the way.
Yeah, that's very annoying.
Perpetually missing an easy toss into a trash can. I've been standing right fucking next to it, especially if I'm trying
our
to throw.
Our recycle bin.
Yes.
It has that little thing hanging.
Yep.
I don't know why it's there. Y'all used to put like bread in it or something.
And paper plates, I think.
Our recycling, we have a little bin bucket, whatever. It's at the bottom of the pantry.
Yep.
And there's like a little basket. And I think they used to put the buns in there, like Reynolds wrap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's still there. It's got to be empty. but all it does is block your shots. It's like an 8 foot tall defender.
It's like Dwight Howard just slapping everything away.
At a fucking like high school or middle school basketball game. Mm-hmm. Someone like an adult jumping and slamming that ball down. And it just, it's at an angle where it never just backboards in. It backboards out.
You can't throw a water bottle in there. No. You can't. No. It will be rejected. It's funny. We got a basketball goal out in front of our house and for y'all. And man, I couldn't help it. When y'all would shoot, I would just jump up and swat it away and be like, get that shit out of here. It felt so good. And y'all would get so pissed and be like, I promise I won't do it again. And then I'd fucking slap another year.
That is.
Don't bring that weak shit here.
It's the beauty of being an adult and realizing I have ultimate control, you know? Like, I can bully the sack of shit that's been tormenting me ever since the day he was fucking born. And you know what? Don't do it enough for any trauma to occur, but do it just enough to where you can sleep with a smile on your face at night.
But as a parent, you always got to tell him, okay, I won't do it again. And then you got to do it one more time at least.
Yeah.
All right, next, there's a constant feeling of a shart between your butt cheeks, even though you're clean.
I don't know. What does that feel like?
You've never felt like maybe there's a little wetness in your, like, your butt after a fart?
I have had, like, a couple times.
I've had to go to the bathroom and, like, pull my pants down and look in my underwear just to make sure. Like, I've
gone back and wiped again.
Well, yeah, everybody's done that.
Yeah. I think what's worse is feeling like somehow you didn't wipe good enough, like, way earlier in the day. Like, maybe you shit in the morning and you're in, like, late afternoon, like, 6 p.m., and you're, like, itchy. And your butt crack, and you're like, is there dry shit in there?
Yeah.
And then you know that's not, but your butt just keeps itching.
Yeah, it's called angry ass.
Irritable butt syndrome.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That's the last one. So, not next week, but maybe the next week, come up with a good list, you know, 10, dozen, 15, just however many come to you, and let's exchange them. And again, if you're out there listening and you want to join in, VincentJackOfficial@gmail.com. Send them our way, and we will read them on the air.
I think everyone has one that happens to them.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Every time you fart, it's loud and stinky.
Mm. Gosh.
You can't do it ever.
No.
And in the most desperate times where you have to let one go, mm-hmm. or else it's going to be bad, it's going to be loud and smelly.
I get farty butt at work all the time. Not all the time. I used to get a lot more.
All of your fart of the week clips are in the work bathroom. At work,
yeah. And they're really, really hard to keep in. Like, there's times where
you're getting up there.
I got to stop and clench.
Like, I know who your mom is.
I could be, yeah. She didn't fart the other day when we were over there.
No, I know.
I kept waiting for
it. But the last time your dad told her that she had her motor running.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But she did. It just.
I know.
It sounded like she started a lawnmower and it just didn't really stop for a little bit. She farted for, that was like a long streak of seconds that just went by happening.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
But sometimes I'll be walking with people at work. And it's like, if I continue to walk,
I got to tie my shoe real quick.
I'm going to fart.
But then if you bend over, you'll definitely fart.
What I do is I stop and I get my phone out of my back pocket and I just kind of look at it like there's something really important. I can't walk with y'all anymore. There's something going on here. Yeah, exactly.
Just got an Amber Alert.
Like what?
Oh, I didn't get it.
Like what would I have done 30 years ago if I didn't have a phone? Like I can't just stop and be like, y'all just wait. What are you doing? Come on, man. I can't.
I've definitely done that before.
I can't.
I don't remember what I did, but I know I stopped to mask the fact that I had to fart and it was going to slip out if I kept walking.
And I guess you could just say that because they fart too. You'd be like, dude, y'all come on, man.
I gotta hold
one in right here.
You can't always just do that.
I know. It depends on who you work with, I guess.
Yeah.
Man. All right, Jack, it's a new month. And you know what that means?
What?
It's time for Shag, Marry, Kill. Well, who's gonna get some D? Who's gonna say I do? And who will wind up in a shallow grave?
That's good.
You like that?
You did the cry, baby.
I love theme songs.
Yeah, that was good.
So much fun. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So what I think would be a fun idea is if we kind of shared the fun a little bit when it comes to these. And there's somebody we have not heard from for a while. So I thought maybe we would give him a call and see if he would like to partake.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So hang on. Let me dial him up.
Hello?
Ladies and gentlemen. He's been a fan since day one of Movie Muggin. He's the only person other than Olivia to appear on our show 3 times, and rumor has it that his Prince Albert piercing was forged from the fires of Mordor. Oh. Coming to us live from the land that invented twist ties and shopping carts, please welcome Gary from Oklahoma.
Thank you. Great to be here. Hold on. The crowd, you can quiet down. You know, I do have to speak here. It's a little too loud. But...
They abruptly
it's good
stopped.
Good to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to have you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Third time's a charm. So hopefully this one will be better than the past two. Although it's hard to, you know, improve perfection. That is especially the perfection of Movie Muggin and Father and Son Unfiltered.
Well, I think your perfection is wrong because I'm pretty sure we've had you on the show 3 times and this is your 4th. Because we did Wolf of Wall Street, we did Interstellar, and we did Popstar Never Stop Stopping, right?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Popstar.
Wow. Uh-huh. You.
How quick you forget.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, that's a slip up on my part. I'm gonna blame the St. Patty's Day weekend fog for that.
Jack, do we even want to move forward with this phone call at this point?
I honestly kind of feel like going to my room.
It's your call. All right.
If I need to commit seppuku like right now because of the disrespect, like I'll do it. Like,
nah,
that's the extent I'll go to this.
That's a decision you'll have to make, but we need to do it after we hang up.
Okay.
So I was going to ask you if you're busy, but I know you would drop anything that you were doing anyway to be on the show.
That's right. I was holding a baby to pick up this phone. It now is.
Is it in a dumpster?
It felt kind of hard. Yeah, it's just.
I knew Jack was going to bring that up.
You know, you could see my face.
Yeah, Jack's all, is there a dumpster outside your apartment? God, terrible.
Hey, there's a great dumpster baby song from Family Guy. Highly recommend.
Is good there?
Okay. I wasn't. See, I'm not that bad.
I like their Everything's Better with a Little Bit of Weed or Everything's Better with a Pound of Weed or they have a great weed song.
The dumpster baby one, the baby hops out and like starts twirling its umbilical cord and doing high kicks.
Oh,
like,
singing,
I'm just a little dumpster baby.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm going to search that up here in a little bit.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. So the reason we called you is we have a little game that we play every single month. It's called Shag, Marry, Kill or Fuck, Marry, Kill. But I felt weird about saying fuck and don't ask me why. I think it's because I'm married and
okay.
I don't know. I don't really...
It's grosser.
It felt weird because there was a couple episodes back where I got Jennifer Lawrence was one of mine. And when I said, I'm going to fuck Jennifer Lawrence, it just felt ew for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean, that's fair. It is definitely more of like a intense term than shag.
Yeah.
Shag is more sly. Like, you know, Austin Powers used it. Yeah. It obviously worked for him.
More G-rated.
So, yeah.
So I'm with you on that.
It's up to you. If you want to fuck them, you can fuck them. Or if you want to shag them, you can shag them.
Okay. It's probably a game time decision for me.
Okay.
Depending on how the cards play.
Gotcha. All right. So let's give it a spin.
All right. So hold on. We're waiting for the wheel to spin?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. You know, audio format here for me.
Okay, did you?
I'm not in a mega studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he didn't get to see you reach your arm out. And
oh,
spin
okay. Did you hear it spinning?
I did hear the clicks.
Okay, well, your first one, happy 53rd birthday on March 31st to Ewan McGregor. Nice.
Oh, I'm marrying him. I didn't know. Doesn't matter who else shows up, I'm marrying him.
That's a good draw right there.
You should see the wheels that Vince gets for this. There is an impossible amount of pie slices on the wheel.
Yeah, there
it's
is.
It's not just like there's like 16. It's probably closer to like 45.
Yeah, so you kind of won the lotto, I think.
Yeah.
Any way you look at the fuck or marry, you're good. So
Thing is, like, I'm comfortable signing on to that marriage right now. I don't even need to know the other ones.
Okay.
I mean, that's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It is Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
All right, let's give it another spin. Oh, man. This is a good one. I hope you know who this is. Happy 54th birthday on March 10th to Rachel Wise.
Oh, man. I don't know if I know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
No, I've never even heard that name.
So she was in Enemy at the Gates. She was the love interest.
Okay.
She was the wife in The Mummy.
Okay. Okay.
You're still going to marry Ewan McGregor?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Let's see.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Your last one is.
You seen him in Moulin Rouge and Big Fish, dude?
Yeah, that's true.
Of course we have. We've done both of those movies.
I know, I was testing you. So honestly, I thought, you know, just based off of vibes here, I'm going to take a risk here and say that Rachel Wise kind of annoyed me in The Mummy. And I'm gonna go kill. I'm going to go murder.
Well, this will fully be decided by the next victim of the wheel.
But you know, I'll see what the next one is before I sign. I'm not as confident in signing on that one.
All right. Let's go. All right. On March 14th, happy 91st birthday to Michael Caine.
Oh,
Michael Caine.
Oh, God.
You're familiar with the great Michael Caine, right?
Yes,
Sir Michael Caine.
You still gonna kill Rachel?
The thing is, like, if he's 91, like, give it 5 years and I'm getting a bag. Like,
well, that's only if you marry him.
That, yeah.
And then you either gotta kill or just fuck Ewan McGregor, which is pretty bad.
That's actually true. You know what? I'm feeling nice. I'm gonna shag Rachel Weisz. I won't fuck her. I will shag her.
Okay.
And then I will probably kill Michael Caine and steal all of his money.
True.
You know, just good old homicide.
Yeah, I think yours was pretty straightforward.
That didn't feel too bad either, because he's already on death's door.
Yeah.
Doing him a favor, if anything.
That's true. So how would you kill him?
So, honestly, I mean, it's pretty clear cut for me. I would put as much Crisco as I could find in the bottom of his bathtub. Okay. And just wait.
just
wait.
You need to make sure that you rig his shower chair to kind of fall apart too when he sits down. He just leans back and he just falls apart. And just in case he goes butt in first into his chair.
Man, that's a nightmare scenario. Like those bar stools that break and then the center goes through the bottom. Those videos do something to my body that just like incites a different kind of terror.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's bad.
And then you look them up on Amazon to see if you can get one.
Right? How do you do this on Quora?
All right, yours was pretty easy. So, Jack, you ready to go next?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
All right, Jack, on March 1st, happy 30th birthday to Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Ooh, that's okay. Yeah, that's tough.
Where are you leaning?
I mean, kill.
Okay.
Obviously.
All right. Let's give it another spin. All right.
This is sad.
I really like this one.
I judge them all based off your face that you're making.
Because this takes me back to a movie we did in Movie Muggin. The first movie that he picked where I was like, okay, this is how things are going to be.
Okay.
It's a Jack pick. Happy
Roll Bounce?
Yep. Happy 37th birthday on March 9th to Bow Wow, Jack.
Okay.
You got two great musicians right now.
He's not. One of them is worth like $15 and the other one is worth like $15 billion.
I bet Bow Wow's doing okay. I bet he's doing all right.
37-year-old Bow Wow's not doing anything.
Wow, Jack, you lucky bachelor. You really have your pick of the litter here.
Yeah, let's see who I get for number three. This is garbage.
I like the way this is going. All right, let's give it a spin.
I'm going to get Professor McGonagall for this one, which is honestly not any, doesn't make it any easier.
All right, Jack.
Professor McThroat Goat?
Oh, if only.
Happy 74th birthday on March 26th to Martin Short. He was
is bad. Wow, I got so unlucky.
And if you fuck him, you get to undress him out of his Three Amigos costume.
No.
His cheeks are so rosy, Jack.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So fuck, marry, kill. You got Justin Bieber. You got Bow Wow. And you got Martin Short.
And don't worry. He's not short in the places that really
I'm literally, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, okay, whose dick is the smallest? You know, by stereotype, I would say Bow Wow might have the biggest penis.
So hold on. They're fucking you?
Oh, I never. Okay. I think of.
That's what you're imagining, obviously.
So whenever I think of, you know, a fuck, marry, kill in the fuck part, it's only good if it's a chick, if you're a straight dude. And.
Unless it's Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. But so I would generally think of, oh, shit, I got a hot actress. Yeah, I'm going to bang her. But then my brain like doubles down on the negativity when I get all dudes. And it's just like, I never even thought I could be the one banging them until you just said that.
You can still do the reach around, though, you know?
Yeah.
So penis size might matter there.
You always sound if you can't do any of that, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
So if I'm getting fucked, I really don't want to get fucked by Bow Wow. I'd be nervous that he would have a massive wiener. Martin Short.
I mean, with a name like Bow Wow.
Yeah.
They used to call him Lil Bow Wow, and then he grew
like
up.
Hung like a dog, and dogs don't really have big dicks.
But they don't call him Big Wow Wow, or Big Bow Wow.
Yeah, true. Martin Short, and he's old. His wiener probably doesn't even work.
You don't have to worry about their wiener. It's
well,
your
I'm saying,
wiener
I, that's
going
I said,
in them.
If I'm getting fucked. I'm kind of playing both sides here.
Okay, I don't know why, but it's your fantasy.
I guess I'll marry Justin Bieber because he's filthy rich.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's only like 7 years older than me. You said he's turning 30?
Yeah.
Maybe we could get along a little bit?
Maybe.
Probably not, but maybe.
I think that maybe gets you like closer to Hailey Bieber, which I feel like is...
Yeah, see, I was going to say, his wife is hot.
He tried to pull this bullshit last time. He got Ashton Kutcher, and he was like, well, he's going to go out on these fucking peace missions, and I'm going to be there with Mila. And I'm like, that's not how it works.
Well, they both don't really shower, so...
Yeah.
I can plug my nose.
Mm-hmm. For Mila?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plug something else, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's no marrying Lil Bow Wow or Bow Wow because he's broke, you know?
Let me look up his net worth real quick.
There's no way it's much at all. There's no way.
Yeah, $1.5 million.
Well, that's a decent amount. And probably no one would notice if he just disappeared.
Well, this says he's worth $3
million. Okay, I'm killing Martin Short.
Okay.
There's nothing good about Martin Short. There just isn't.
He's so quirky.
Not good enough for me. So I'll kill Martin Short. It's still hard. I got a very difficult one.
What I want to see, Jack, because you can't roller skate, I want to see you trying to come up behind him naked, trying to fuck him while you're standing on
you
roller
skates. You
want
to see that?
No.
That's a little bit of a
I would like that scenario.
Thing.
I would like that
it's
scenario.
It's like that scene in Interstellar where they're trying to dock the ship while it's spinning.
Yeah. He's looking like Bambi on ice.
And I'm just trying to dock Bow Wow while I'm skating.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be in him and you could do a couple skate. Okay. Like you're just behind him.
Just swinging our arms together.
Yeah,
and
your legs are in unison.
Yeah. God, okay. So
it's got to be in the roller rink. It has to be.
I'm gonna fuck Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Because I'm gonna video it. And then I'm gonna hold that video for ransom. And he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll get a shit ton of money from him.
Okay.
I'm gonna marry Bow Wow. I'm gonna kill him. No one's gonna have any fucking clue. Because no one even knows who Bow Wow is. Literally nobody. And then I get $3 million.
If you marry him, you're gonna know who Bow Wow is. Oh yeah.
We don't have to consummate the marriage. Okay?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Fine.
In the rolling ring.
I'm still getting a bunch of money from JB and a 1.5 to 3 mil from
See, I don't know.
Murder.
I don't know that I love all the scenarios to justify, you know? It's just a straight fuck Justin Bieber. You don't get to have the, well, now I'm going to get his millions because I'm going to blackmail
well,
him. Because
it
you
makes
can...
me feel better.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you've got to rationalize. I know what you mean, though. I mean, it would be, I guess, better just to make it your instant reaction. But the fact that mine was so hard, I couldn't have an instant reaction. I had to think.
Oh, yeah. Jack's was hard. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sucked. I hope yours is bad.
All right, let's see what I get. All right, happy 61st birthday on March 29th to MC Hammer. MC Hammer.
Well, he's going to let you touch it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Oh, good Lord. Okay. On March 6th, happy 52nd birthday to Shaquille O'Neal.
You're getting fucked by him.
Nope.
You definitely are.
Look like a chihuahua fucking a Great Dane.
Yeah. I
had to do that. All right. Last one. Okay. On March 4th, happy 70th birthday to Catherine O'Hara, who is the mom from Home Alone.
She's 70?
She's 70.
Really?
All right. So I have MC Hammer, which I know he lost his fortune. Shaquille O'Neal, which is worth a fortune.
And he's a really nice guy, too.
He is a really nice guy. And Catherine O'Hara.
Well, if she's the one that dies, that says something about
know,
you.
I know. I mean, I got to kill MC Hammer. I have to, right? I'd be doing the world a favor.
He's too legit to quit, though.
Not too legit to die at my hands.
How are you going to kill him? Oh, you never asked me how I was going to kill.
Who did you kill?
I killed Justin.
You killed
Bieber.
Martin Short.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I did kill Martin Short.
All right, so how are you going to kill Martin Short?
I'm going to be standing on a wall holding an anvil. And I'm going to be like, look up here.
Nice. Right.
And I'm going to drop the anvil on his head.
Yeah, because he won't look up because he didn't in the movie. That was one of my favorite parts of that whole movie.
That was a good, movie.
All right, so I guess I'm going to, oh my gosh. wow. I mean, I'm going to.
I feel like yours is pretty clear cut.
It's not. Maybe it is to you. I'm going to fuck Catherine O'Hara, and I'm going to marry Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, that's literally the only... Mm-hmm. See how you said, oh, I don't think it's that clear cut, and then you said the only solution to it 3 seconds after. Yeah, mine was hard,
I think there's probably an argument for Catherine O'Hara as being, like, you're marrying Catherine O'Hara.
What's the argument?
I don't know, just not being... wanting to be married to Shaquille O'Neal. I feel like, you know, if we're talking consummation, like, well, that's not going to be a fun experience for...
He's the bottom. He's the bottom for sure.
There is no shot.
And both of his knees are probably blown out right now. You know, blow out his back too.
Damn.
He did have a lot of comebacks in the NBA.
You know? Nice. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Open.
And I'm going to douse MC Hammer his pants with gasoline. I'm gonna light him on fire while he's dancing, his hammer pants. That's how I'm gonna kill him.
No, he wore any other kind of pants.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gary, I feel like you got off a little easy. So there are some other ones who are no longer with us that I'm going to let you decide between. So you
all
have
right,
he would be 67 years old if he was still with us. You have Osama bin Laden.
Wow.
Then this next guy would be 118. It's Adolf Eichmann, which was a Nazi leader who was pretty big in the whole Holocaust thing.
That's his last... Wait, what is
Adolf Eichmann?
I've never heard of Eichmann.
Yeah.
Was not the Adolf I was expecting.
Yeah.
I was like, surely not leading after bin Laden is that Adolf.
But he had a...
Eichmann? So he just made up Hitler because it sounded cool? Or
No. Adolf Eichmann, he was another Adolf who was high up in the Nazis who was big in the Holocaust. Like he...
I thought you were saying like... I thought like Hitler was his middle name or something.
No, this guy's about as bad as Hitler. And then he would have turned 72 on March 19th if he's the one that's dead. You got Harvey Weinstein. So Osama bin Laden,
wait,
Adolf
what do you mean
Eichmann.
The one that's dead.
There's two Weinsteins, right? The Weinstein brothers.
Yes, they're like a ton of Weinsteins. They were like famous in Hollywood. They were like a Hollywood nepo family.
But they're both the Weinsteins have ties to bad shit with children.
Yeah, both bad boys.
Okay, so Osama bin Laden, Adolf Eichmann, and Harvey Weinstein.
Why are you doing this to him?
All right. I have an easy answer here. I'm gonna kill Adolf because, like, obviously, bad person.
And Osama bin Laden isn't.
Osama's gonna be laid by me.
Osama bin laid by Gary.
And like I said, Kate. case to case basis, I will fuck Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
He's probably got a really, really hairy, wiry ass crack.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Exactly.
It's going to be like a beard. You're going to have to lift it up like a skunk tail.
God.
I will say, and I have a pretty good justification for this, I'd probably marry Harvey because he's fucking everybody else but me. I don't know. I mean, that's pretty obvious. He's getting his satisfaction elsewhere.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is drives a hard bargain.
And he's also like in prison now, so I wouldn't have to like deal with his ass. So
that's true. And he had a lot of money. He had a lot of money.
Have y'all ever seen the clip where he plays a like basically sexual abuser in prison, like in a show? Yeah. Before he got caught, he played like some guy that abused his cellmate. And he does way too good of a job at the role.
And it's like in hindsight, watching it is like, oh.
Yeah, art becomes life.
God.
Yep.
Like Kevin Spacey.
Damn, that was a hard one.
Because you got off too easy.
You dissected it pretty quick.
Yeah. I saw that it was their birthdays, and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to leave them here, because if somebody gets off too easy, I'm going to throw that their way.
Yeah, I had to do quick thinking there, or I was going to crumble.
Well, you have to kill Adolf, or else that would have been cut out of the show.
Yeah.
Well, sadly, Gary, your allotted time has expired, so we're going to need to bid you a fond adieu. But I am glad this phone call could be the highlight of your year.
Yes, this will have many features in my dream journal for the next, you know, life I live, for my entire life at that. I was going to say an amount of time, but I would have been lying. But yeah, so it's always great to be here. And
I did say you're a lot of
I
time.
I appreciate
up.
This time that you didn't kidnap me.
We kidnapped you.
So next time, since we're out of time, I might want to hear some excerpts from that dream journal of yours. I think that could be pretty interesting. See if I'm in there anywhere.
Oh, I got some weird dreams, especially if I take melatonin.
Ooh. There's.
Oh man.
Yeah, you should try Klonopin. Get some fun dreams from that.
Oh, yeah. Woof.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate you listening and being a fan since day one. Yeah. We know we can always count on Gary from Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yep. And I will hopefully talk to y'all soon, but I don't know. I don't get called too often, so we'll see. And maybe, hey, I'll just be on my front porch one day and a van comes by and I'll willingly go in it because I know where I'm headed.
Keep an eye out in your mailbox for a prepaid phone.
Okay.
And it probably won't
choose to accept the mission.
It probably won't be too soon. It's probably a little more like a Long John Silver's, like I eat it and then I don't want it for a long, long time.
Wow.
But we'll see.
Yep.
Hey, I don't get to make the decisions around here.
No, you don't. No, you don't. All right, man. Well, thanks again for coming on, and have a movie mugging and father and son unfiltered day.
See ya.
Thank you. See you later.
Later. So you want to hear a few of the other people on Fuck, Marry, Kill that we could have got?
Yeah.
We could have got the great Bryan Cranston.
Mary.
Absolutely. Mary. Absolutely. Jon Bon Jovi.
Kill.
Lieutenant Dan was on there. Gary Sinise. Let's see, a couple more. Danielle Brigoli, Bad Baby. She's on here. 21.
Yeah. She's one of those people. No, I think she got brought up, and that's why we talked about it. Like the creepy dudes online, like, turn 18, turn 18, turn 18.
She's 17 years old, 23 hours and 52 minutes. Get the Kleenex and lotion.
Ugh. They did that for Millie Bobby Brown as well. I remember hearing about that.
That is fucking creepy. That is just really fucking creepy.
Yeah.
So these guys were watching Stranger Things when she's 11 and has the shaved head, and they're thinking, she's pretty cute.
She's going to be hot when she gets older.
When she blossoms, man, it's going to be good stuff. I'm going to keep an eye on her.
I like how both of our pedophiles are Southern. And then the only difference between them is mine is like 38 and yours is 78.
Yeah. If you're waiting for the, if you have a fucking countdown so you can.
Not even, you don't have, the countdown is extra. If you're biding your time waiting for someone to be of age, then you're a pedophile.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. Let's see. Fergie. Fergalicious.
Kill.
And lastly, I won't do all of them. Ian Ziering.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. He handled the motorbike gang pretty well. And if you don't know that story, go back and listen to our second episode, which I think is titled Mini Bike Gang and the Triple P.
Triple P.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jack, got anything else?
Nope.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Father and Son Unfiltered. If you'd like to keep up with us, we're on Instagram at Vince and Jack Official. We're also on Twitter or X at V&J Official. We're on TikTok at Vince and Jack Official. And you can also head on over to our website, vinceandjackofficial.com, where you can listen to episodes, submit questions for Ask Jack. And if you are keeping up with movie mugging, you can also see all the movies that we've mugged in alphabetical order. You can also get to our merch store from our website and head on over there. It's more than movie mugging gear. It's more than Father and Son Unfiltered gear. As a matter of fact, our super fan Eric from California just sent me a picture of his daughter. Looks to be about, I don't know, 3 months old, something like that. And she is wearing a onesie that I designed, which is awesome. It says, even as you read this, I grow more powerful. So we have fun stuff over there. Pick out something to be a good way to support the show. They have sales all the time where you can get stuff pretty cheap.
And I mean, we say it every time, but and really most of the stuff on there isn't related to our podcasts.
No, not at all.
Like 90% of it is just random shit.
98% of it is just random shit.
Yeah.
Fun shit. You will find something there that you like. If you listen to us, you'll find something you like. I guarantee it. Also, we have some Father and Son Unfiltered stickers. If you would like one, all you got to do is email me, give me your address, and I will send one your way free of charge while supplies last. And our email address is vinceandjackofficial@gmail.com. So if you want one, send me an email. If you just want to send us an email for the sake of sending us an email, feel free. You might find yourself on email of the week, which will change your life.
Yeah.
Lastly, we would love your help growing the show. So whatever platform you're listening on, be sure to give us a good rating, review, and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any episodes. And more importantly, tell a friend, because sharing is caring. If you dig this, I know you got some friends who have the same likes as you. Let them know about us.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya. You got a booger in your nose.